Hey everybody, it's me, John Ward, and I am back with another Indie Film Cafe. And tonight we are going to be watching Let Us Pray, not watching, but we're going to be discussing, I hope you guys did watch it, Let Us Pray. And I am here with, and we are going to go ladies first, I am here with Jonathan Moody and Taylor Kilgore. So yeah, here we are. So
are you saying that Taylor's not a lady?
She's a
just
woman.
Very, very afraid.
She's a woman.
She's a
woman. He saw me in person the other day and he thought that I was gonna like beat him up, and so he got really scared.
I did get scared because she could kick my ass.
Well, there you go. Yeah. I bet she could.
Yes. But I'm really happy because this is my first time being on one of these shows, with Taylor. So yeah. and I've worked with her in the past, and so I'm very happy about that. So should mm-hmm. be an interesting conversation.
Definitely. And I'm very happy this is your first time actually running the Indie Film Cafe show. You've done other shows with me and whatnot, but this is like your first time doing this one.
Oh, okay, good. All right. So hopefully I won't fail.
You can only fail upwards on this show.
Oh, nice. Okay, good. So I'm like most Hollywood people. So so let's start with, I've seen this movie three times.
We gotta go into that.
Oh, that's right. We have to do the intro. So we will be back shortly after hearing some mood music. Are we back?
You're back.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to give me the
sign. Oh, I did. I thought I did, but I guess I didn't lift my hand up enough.
Well, we're back, and we're still all here. So I had originally picked a different film, You're the Hunter from the Future, and you just can't find it, apparently, unless it's Riff Tracks version. And so I thought about it, and this is one of my all-time favorite films. I love this movie.
Okay, I was wondering.
I've seen it three times, and it would definitely be on my list for one of my all-time favorite movies. It is beautifully shot, beautifully edited. The score is amazing. The acting is great. Our lead actress was in Doctor Who, so that made mm-hmm. me happy. And I just think there's nothing wrong with this movie at all. I mean, so you can kind of see where my review is going to go. And I just think it's great. So with that being said, Taylor, what did you think of it?
I didn't have as high as a review, so don't hate me. I think it's just because I felt found it a little confusing. I think mostly towards the end. I thought the acting was great. I thought the shots were great. The music was great as well. The gore, 10 out of 10, had to turn my head. So I definitely give it that. I think I just got a little confused and I felt like some of the pieces didn't quite connect for me.
Okay. And now, Jonathan?
Yeah, so it was my first time seeing it. And it was funny because, okay, so when you suggested this, I thought you had not seen it. You would just pick a movie on Tubi, like just, going down the line and go, let's do this movie. And I thought you said this looks terrible. I thought you said that. So I was like, okay, I was expecting like the worst, right? And then we get to like the first shots in the movie and I'm like, wait a minute. This cannot be like a terrible movie. This is beautiful, like scenery, beautiful shots, great effects. I was like, okay, this has some production value, it seems. And I'm interested. I was like engaged in like first credits of the movie,
That's where I got into it, is when I first watched it. I saw a trailer for it, and I don't know why I saw the trailer, but I saw it and I went, oh my god, this looks great. And then I downloaded it and and watched it, and from the second the credits hit, I said, I'm into this, and it did not lose me at all. It's a nice 90 minutes. I mean, it's not overly long, so I think it works perfectly. And I love that score. I got the soundtrack to it too.
Was it even 90 minutes? I think it was less than 90 minutes, and it went by so quick.
I mean, it might be like 89 or 88, somewhere in there. I might just be rounding. But yeah, I just think everything is perfect in this. And a lot is up to you to interpret how you would think of it. So, you know, is he the devil? Is he death? You know, who is he? What is he? What do you guys think? Who do you think this guy is?
Well, the poster behind me makes it look like he's like the like Lucifer with the black, you know, angel wings, you know, or whatever. But I didn't think of that way. But Taylor, what was your thoughts?
I thought that he was like a Grim Reaper. That was my thought, because he said there was that one line. She said, "Oh, go to hell." And then he says, "We're up. Why all the devils are up here," something along the lines of that. So I don't know. For me, when he said that, I just felt like he wasn't the devil. I just felt like he was like a Grim Reaper. He came to kind of show them all their like, he came to kill them, essentially. So for me, I kind of saw, I feel like the devil's like more evil. He seemed kind of like the in-between to me.
Right. And there was a, I showed you it, John. There was a video that I saw that had like an explanation. But the thing is, even then, they were kind of like, it's more open to interpretation. You know, we can tell you what we think, you know, but
all those videos, you know, ending explained, and then you watch it and the ending is not explained. You know, it's just them kind of summarizing the film. And yeah, they didn't answer anything in that video. So,
well, they did say there was something. There was a little in that little book that he had. There was a name in it, and I wanted to look it up real quick, but it was like Cephas or Seraphis or something.
Yeah, and that's what they were talking. Yeah, and it's it has a lot to do with him and the sea, and if in that video they talked about like the intestines coming out. And so the film is very religious, and mm-hmm. and it's which I love. Being an atheist, I love religious films, especially when they're horror movies,
because they're fiction to you.
Yeah, and it shows how far religion will go. You know, that a guy will wrap himself up in barbed wire to look like Jesus Christ, and grab a shotgun and go around murdering people. You know, because he's gay, killing all of his victims, you know, having sex with them and then killing them. I mean, he's very Dahmerish. So I think that's interesting, you know.
Yeah. So, it had some interesting little twists and, you know, things to it. I don't know. I personally don't mind the religious stuff, even though I am Christian. I'm not like a practicing Christian, you know. I don't go to church or whatever. I'm very more spiritual, you know. But that's my personal, you know, opinion. And then when I watch movies like this, I get fascinated. I like angels. I was thinking that's where it was gonna go. Was like this guy was like an archangel or something coming down to like, you know, kind of warn people basically what he does sort of is you know, warn people about their past sins, you know, that stuff that they did, and mostly it's murder. Like all these people murdered somebody at some point, or watched somebody murder somebody at some point and did nothing. And so this, I thought this was their like karma, you know. And then there was a little bit of the thing that Taylor was talking about, which Taylor, I'd love for you to kind of talk more about that, but like the purgatory. This could be basically where they're already dead and they don't know it. And they've all come to this town and this town is completely gone. Nobody's there, you know, like, did you see anybody else other than these people? You know, like,
it was remote. It was at that remote police station, which was also like an interesting place for the main portion of the setting. I thought that was pretty interesting to do it that way.
Exactly. And, you know, and I'm sure that wasn't cheap to get, because that actually looked like, I mean, it didn't look like a set to me. It looked like a real police station that they, maybe it was like an abandoned police station, but, you know, a real police station. What?
I'm so sorry. My cat is screaming in the background.
It's
Oh no,
fine.
we love animals coming into the shop.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah,
My
it's
dog
very
might
pet
show up.
friendly.
I
And
don't know.
I'm petting Boris right now because he wants my attention. So I love in the police station where they go down to the cell and the door has all the paint missing around it. And I'm
Ooh.
almost like wondering like if that meant something, because if it was set or if it was a set or if it was real, they could have painted it to make it look nice. And instead it just had that kind of flare around the door of this like old missing paint. And it's constantly shown in just a straightforward shot of that door. And I really like that look. I thought looked really cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, the shots were really good. I thought the camera quality and just like they had really smooth shots. And then I'd also say, what was it? Especially, I think I really liked the film once it started picking up. As soon as they started locking everyone up, that's when it kind of really picked up pace. And then you found out about everybody. So I think that's where I really started to like it a little bit more. I thought it was a little slower at first. I kind of had an idea what was going on. And then, this person's murdering, this person's murdering, this person's leaving someone to die. And it all kind of just caved in at once, which is really chaotic, but really nice in that sense too.
Well, now thinking that this could possibly be purgatory, what about the girl that was hit by the car?
I guess
I don't think
she's.
she's dead.
Yeah, I mean. Well, she did die. That's what the guy said. So she died at whatever, like 2 minutes before, like he had time. And that was the thing that was interesting to me is the guy had time to, but he kept getting interrupted in some way, but he kept trying to like let them know about this person. And then, whatever this Grim Reaper guy or whatever he is was just like, oh, sorry, too late. She's dead.
Well, I think with that one too, which, and yeah, that is an interesting point, but he also, he should have done it then and there. So that was going to happen to him. I think that was kind of, he bound his fate there. Like when he didn't help her right then, or like right when he could. I mean, how long was he locked up, or how long was she out there for hours, right? At
Did you
least.
guys catch it when he hit he had hit the guy or whatever, and he comes out and the cop says, the I guess the new rookie, cop or whatever, the girl from Doctor Who, I think it was that you said. She looks over and she says, you just ran, you just hit a person, and he goes, not again,
Oh, I did
And
not hear
I
that.
heard that and I go, wait, so he's already done this? Like, when was the last time he killed, he hit somebody? We find out it was that day. And I was like,
Yeah.
that's an interesting little,
Well, and
thing.
that's the thing is that she is the our lead, the female cop, thinks that the blood that's on his car is from the guy. And it isn't.
You
It's
don't even
from
see
the
him like
woman that he
limping,
hit. No, because he just disappears.
Right. He never
You know,
got, he
and
never actually got hurt. I don't think he even got hit. Oh,
he did
maybe.
have the wound on his head.
Okay. Yeah, he did.
It was about the size of like a quarter, and it was like bleeding just a little bit. So it
That's
could
why
be
they need
that.
to get the doctor.
Yeah. And
But he also, when he got hit, he was standing. So I don't think it would have hit him in the head. So that could have been from something else, like something else not related to that.
maybe. Or maybe he actually just put that fake wound up there so that he could be a part of this thing, get this thing going or whatever, because maybe the guy didn't really actually, hit him. I don't know. It's one of those movies that you just like are just thinking about and wondering about. Like, I'm just fascinated by that,
Yeah, and it's to go back to kind of like what he might be. I mean, he does mention about falling from heaven because he did have a disagreement. So is, he might be death or he could be Lucifer,
See, that's where I thought Lucifer, because Lucifer is a fallen angel, and stuff, and who likes chaos, and he talks about devils, and he, there's a lot of, but see, that's the thing, like, they never fully tell you, which I like. I like those kind of
I'm
things.
glad they didn't. I don't want to know.
Yeah, because I think that would have just killed the movie. Like, I think if we found out, it's like if Donnie Darko explained everything, you know, by the end of Donnie Darko, you would have been like, I don't like that. I don't like that explanation. Because if you leave it open-ended, you know, you kind of give that like feeling. By the way, I think it was Satan because or Lucifer because of one thing. When I went to start this, like before I went to start this Zoom and everything, I went to check my storage and I had 6.66 GBs left.
Oh, that confirms it
Oh,
100%. It definitely is.
confirms it. That's
there it
it.
is. That
There it is.
that's the
That's
science. That's the science. It's right
exactly.
there.
That's.
And I think now that John said it too, that he mentioned the fallen angel, I think my view has been switched. I think I can agree with that. If he said that, I don't like particularly remember that part. But I, yeah, if he said that, maybe he was just a different adaptation too of the devil or Lucifer, because most of the time, you know, we see Lucifer and it's like he's like overly evil. He's like that's how he's like projected as. Like we always see this like really evil or just malicious. And I mean, yeah, he was like more like karma in a sense. Hey, I gave them a chance and they didn't take it.
Well, did he really give them the chance though? Because like,
They just had to repent,
I mean,
admit their
right.
guilt, like the
He
guy
did at the
with.
beginning and they were so against it. So I feel like they didn't like he gave them a chance and then he kind of toyed with them at the end.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like if the guy in the car who hit the woman, if he had said earlier, "I hit this woman and I'm a horrible human being," and then they sent the car out to get her and take her to the hospital, and then she lived, maybe that would have redeemed him.
Exactly. There's also a bit with the guy saying, if I do that, I'm in worse trouble, which is actually a moral dilemma that people sort of always feel like, you know, like I'm not gonna confess to this thing I've done because I'm gonna go to jail. And I'm going, you know, and that's going to be worse than me stealing this, you know, thing or something, you know, but or murder. Murder is like the highest of it. Yeah, you if you run somebody over and everything, but they live, you know, you'll have a less sentence, right? You'll have less time, but you will still, for a hit and run, basically still get jail time. But you still have to be punished for your. You know, for the terrible things you've done. We haven't even talked about the other two people who are the cops that are in there that have done a lot of terrible things. You know, a lot. If you go by the
Yeah.
Christian, 10 commandments, they probably broke every one of them, including adultery and, because they were, I don't know if you caught that, Taylor, but they were both, or at least the guy was married. I don't know
Yeah,
if
when he was
they're.
talking about his kids, I kind of thought that he was married, and I was like, ah, of course.
I think
Well,
even when
and
you first meet them, they say something
but
about
on
it.
top
When
of
they're on the
him
phone. Yeah.
cheating and all that, is he really, kind of humiliates his wife, because it's not that he just has kids and a wife and he's married, is that he compares her vagina to the cops. He's like, "Oh yeah, even after kids, my wife's vagina is not as tight as yours."
Right.
So it's like, God, you're just a dick all around.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, it's just like it's yeah, these were not good people. So,
The only person who was good was the rookie cop, and she was sort of, wasn't she like trafficked or something, you know?
was kidnapped, and then I believe there was like sexual assault as well, or at least it was implied.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got moved from like a different precinct. I don't know if that's what they call them over there, but yeah, from like a different precinct.
Yeah.
And the main guy, the captain or sergeant, whatever he is, the guy who wraps himself up in barbed wire. That's my only complaint about the film. If that's barbed wire, which is what it's supposed to be, there should be more blood. Every time he moves,
nice.
Blood should be coming out.
Yeah. Every time he moves, yeah.
Yeah.
Blood should be spurting
out. Yeah, he should
out.
Be getting worse and worse as the film goes on. But like he kind of puts her in her place when she really doesn't say anything that bad. But I guess because she talks back to him, he has to kind of put her in her place in his mind and reminds her that she's here for a reason. So
I called him Rambo Defoe because he looked like a built up, a built Willem Defoe. You know, like at the end of it, he's all like fucking all like buff. And I was like, Jesus, I didn't expect him to be like that. What?
One thing about the barbed wire, too, I could see that as being like kind of hinting back to that religious aspect of like, you know, getting crucified and he has, you know, the barbed wire around his head. So I think it was obviously going back to that as well, too. That man was crazy.
And Willem Dafoe played Christ in Last Temptation of Christ. So maybe there's all a connection over there. That's why they picked him.
And on top of that, he did the Christ pose as he was being shot in Platoon.
That's true.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. So yeah, but no, but this guy, like to me, that guy looked just like Willem Dafoe. And I was like, or not like a, not just like him, but a lot like him. And I was like, okay, this is the Scottish Willem Dafoe. All right, cool. You know, I dug him. I thought he was a good actor, you know, but it was weird. It was like such a, like, because at first I liked him, you know, because I was like, he just seems like every other sergeant, you know, even if he's being a dick to his rookie, you know, he's sort of like you said, he's putting her in her place for whatever, but that didn't bother me. Later, he's just kind of goes like 180 and becomes a killer and everything. And it was like, it was a killer. We didn't know this, you know, or whatever. And I just love his like interest when he comes in and he says, like to them, like, which one of you call me old or something?
Yeah.
Like that.
That was like, funny. That was good.
That, was like, that's his okay. issue.
Yeah, that was his issue. That was
well, my... and you kind of think like, what did these people do? And so, okay, the guy hitting and killing the girl with the car, that's bad.
That's bad.
But that's fine compared to what these other people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, murdering your male lovers, you know, and keeping body parts in your fridge, and then the doctor basically killing his entire family and like cutting the top off of his kid's head.
His motivation was awful. I was like, what? You killed your whole family for that, sir? You need therapy.
Yeah.
You need therapy.
Lots of therapy.
You gotta tell people what the motivation was.
Oh, the motivation was he wanted to reach immortality. So he practiced on his family because he thought he could achieve it. And then obviously he failed. And he butchered his whole family. It was sad for them.
Yeah, they were terrible. And then what about the teacher? What did he do?
Oh, I think he beat his wife.
Beat his wife. Okay.
Yeah, so he was a wife beater.
Yes, I remember that. Okay, I was trying to remember because I think that was early on in the movie. So, like,
and
all this
and
other
he
stuff happens, you know, kind of distracts
from that. He confesses to it. So
he does.
Yeah.
So maybe he went to heaven.
Nah.
No, but the guy still made him bash his head against the
bars. Yeah, he was the first one to go.
Well, made him bash against his head against the wall. Then they open up the door or whatever for him. And then he like, I mean, he fell on the ground at one point or whatever. And it was insane. It was like, what the hell are we like watching? Like, what's going on? And it's all supposed to end at midnight, you know? So you're watching the clock, you know? And I thought that was great because that gave me like a lot of suspense of like, okay, so we still got like a half hour more of like craziness happening, you know? So this is going to be intense, you know?
What did you guys think of him using the, our deaf guy, using the toothpick, I'm sorry, using the matches?
Taylor, you want to go?
I honestly wasn't sure why. I think that's one of the things I found a little confusing. I wasn't sure why he did it. I didn't dislike it, but it also, I mean, I guess it did show that he had some magical elements to him. So he was either, like we were talking about before, or now that I agree, like Lucifer, because he was making it float. But I'm not really sure. I didn't know what to think about it.
True. I think a lot of that was a little weird. I didn't know. I didn't really know what he was doing, because at one point didn't he put it inside him or something?
Yeah, he has the feather and he does the weird hand thing with the feather, and then it comes out and it's the box of matches. And then he does, it's almost like voodoo. It's like he takes the match and breaks it in half, and then that messes somebody up. He lights the match and he's able to take his hand as the shadow and wrap itself around into the teacher's cell. And so I think that's just his way of getting to these people, that it's his, I guess, kind of his like voodoo doll or something like that, that he could use these matches, that each match is a person.
That's crazy. I don't know. See, this movie has so much like more in depth, and it's, I feel like just like Donnie Darko, just like a lot of those movies where you can't watch it just once, Like this is definitely something that I have to watch more and more just to maybe pick up on a couple things, because once you watch it, it's over, right? So you've seen it, and then you're like, okay, what in the world did I just watch? And you watch it again, and you're looking for those things that prove those other things, and then you might catch something that you didn't see. And so I think that's great.
Yeah, everybody seems kind of normal until they figure out that this guy knows what they did. And then they kind of
Yeah,
go nuts.
they lose their shit as soon as he finds out, because that's when that one guy snapped, and that's what I was like, wait, what? When he murdered his boyfriend, and you're like, oh my God. When, because
Yeah,
I
did you
think
tell
that's what
somebody?
tipped him off, right? It was something that the bearded guy said to him, and so then he went home, and that's when he immediately went home and he completely did a 360.
Exactly.
Yeah, taking the body parts out of the fridge and beating the dead guy on his bed, like throwing him on the floor. Who did you tell? Who
That
did you tell? I mean,
was
very,
awful.
very Dahmer-ish. So, but also he's old. I mean, he's so when they give his age, from
Hey,
like the
don't say that. He's going to
fingerprints.
come for you next, John.
I have atoned for
If
my
he checks
sins.
out.
I should be okay. I've whatever bad I've done, I've done something good to hopefully replace it. So, but he's when they tell him like his age and everything from the fingerprints and then the computers, as they point out, that he burned in a fire and all that. At the end, there's the fire, and then he asks our female lead, the cop, "Do you want to join me?" And she says yes. So I think he's replacing himself with her.
Yeah, I kind of got that, but I could also see them working together. Like, it almost I it's weird. I feel torn because it like you said, it felt like he wanted a replacement, but then I wasn't sure if they were making a contract to work together when they kissed. So I was like, oh, maybe because he sees light in her, he sees goodness in her, and all he wants her to get her revenge. She won't have to execute it so she doesn't go to hell, but he will do it for her so she can just kind of guide him around, not just so he has company essentially,
Well,
because he likes being around her.
I mean, if you think of the things like reapers, right? If you go back to the reaper idea, a lot of TV shows and movies these days, like Supernatural and things like that, they use reapers as like, they'll have more than one,
Oh yeah,
because
CW shows, you get at least like 10 a season.
right. Well, you have like a ton of like these different reapers or whatever that take care of all of death. So maybe he was training her to take care of death and do that stuff at the end. I would have loved to see a sequel. It'd been like it would be like a super was it a death version of Bonnie and Clyde? That could be kind cool. I don't know. It'd be interesting.
Well, that's why I think that it's almost like a replacement type of thing, because he's obviously been there her whole life. You know, he most likely killed the guy that kidnapped her. That's why he's standing at the door.
Oh yeah, we forgot to mention that. There's a the
Yeah.
guy who kidnapped her, she saw him outside, and when he knocks on, rings the doorbell or whatever, and then he comes in and the guy like blows smoke, which smoke, fire, matches, all of these things are kind of in tune with hell, and
Well, also
everything.
look at your poster. It's very red,
Yeah, it's very
like
red,
fire.
and I
Yeah.
mean, and like I said, the wings are black, and black wings are like more demon, fallen angel wings, from what I've seen in like art, kind of things, artistic stuff. So who actually knows? Well, whatever. I don't even know if there's much stuff about wings in the Bibles and other, stories or whatever about it, but if like demons have wings.
I think just angels, you know,
Just
like you've
angels.
ever seen the movie like Legion, where it's Gabriel and Michael. It's basically the Terminator, but with angels.
I think I own that, and I don't know if I've watched it or not, but
They did a TV show out of it and it
I've
failed,
heard of
but
that.
the movie is pretty good. I like the movie, but it is the Terminator. That's all it
It's
is.
okay. It's the Terminator with archangels. All right.
It is. One of them is to protect the woman who is pregnant with the person who's going to save the world.
Oh my
And
God,
the
that is
other
Terminator.
angel,
Grandma crawls on the ceiling in
that's
the
where she's all up there and she starts swearing at
Okay,
them. And
yeah. So
yeah,
you've seen
yeah.
that movie?
It's been a really long time, but that's like the only thing I remember. I think they're like in a diner or something,
Yeah.
and she's like on the roof, and I just was like, wow, that is really creepy.
Yeah, and it's God's word that God is sending out to them, that one, I forget which one it is. I think it's Michael is the one who's trying to save her, but God wants them destroyed. So Gabriel is going to try to destroy them.
All
And
right,
but
now I
what
want to see
God,
this movie.
yeah, but now it's a test that Michael is actually doing the right thing, even though God says to destroy them. So it's yeah, I liked it. I really dug it, but it's the Terminator. That's all it is.
There you go.
So
It was, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I thought, honestly, like, once again, thinking back to, I thought you said this was terrible, this looks terrible. But you didn't, so I don't know where I thought that. My brain in my head was like, okay, well, this is gonna, this is I bet this is gonna suck. And just the more I watched it, the more I got like sucked into it. Which this is a low budget movie. This is an indie film. This isn't like paid by Hollywood or even a big Scotland company. This is. This is independent, and this is really well done for independent.
Yeah, I would like to see. I haven't checked out anything else that the director has done, but this is, which is why I said I'm glad that we did this instead of Yore, because I don't want to give you guys. I mean, I like Yore. I'm a huge fan of Yore, but it is a bad movie, and so I would rather give us something that's good. Which is why when I thought of this, I'm like, oh, a lot of people don't know about this movie. Let me see if it's on Netflix. I'm not Netflix, but Tubi. And it was. It's like, oh, let's watch this because people need to see this film. It's really good, and it really deserves a chance out there.
So
And I
he had
think people just.
done another movie in 2017 called The Lodgers. That sounds familiar, but I'm not sure. And he's done a bunch of TV and some shorts. So he, I mean, I guess Scotland TV, because I've never heard of The Dirty Black Bag. It's a TV show.
No,
Never heard
never
of
heard of
that.
that.
Or The Ex-Wife as a TV show. And then the shorts are Screwback, Crossing Salloween, and The News, so as short film. So
No idea.
but he's only written the short two short films in this, so but I mean, this was also really well written, because it would be really easy to screw this up, honestly, with stuff with writing, because it's very easy to not make good characters, the characters that are interesting, is one of the hardest things, I think, as a writer. I don't know, John, what you think, but writing interesting characters who people are gonna really like is probably one of the hardest things, with writing. And he I mastered it. Like, I think these guys, every single person, I either hated, you know, I hated that the two cops. Though my thing went up and down with Mundy, the girl that was cheating and everything, because at first I was like, oh man, I hope she kind of lives. Then at one point I was like, I hope she dies. Like, I hope.
Yeah, well, because after she turned her back on her and they're trying to frame her, saying like, oh, well, we're gonna pin this murder on you, and it was like, oh, that's just wrong.
I
Yeah,
know.
she lost my, I didn't like her.
Yeah, lost her respect, and she, but she was still like, she was rude to like the rookie cop the whole time, you know. She was just mean, and then we find out like they murdered people before or whatever. They murdered at least one guy in the thing, so they planned to kill the other person, and then they're like, well, now she knows and she's gonna tell on us, so we're gonna go and kill her too. And what the fuck, man? These
Yeah,
people are
well,
terrible.
she died fittingly. Her death was probably my favorite. I was like, oh man, ah, like, oh my gosh.
How did
Did
she
she die?
not? Well, she breaks the window,
Oh, you're right.
and she stands on the rolling chair and slips on the rolling chair, and her neck goes right into one of the pieces of glass. And then like the sergeant guy, their boss, comes up with the rifle butt and hits her in the back of the
That was
head,
made it worse. Like
and she
it
just
went
goes
deep.
even more into
That was probably the worst one that I saw. I was like,
it.
oh Jesus. And I have to give it to that one cop, the main police officer. She or the rookie, after they turned on her, she had a chance to lock her out and she didn't. When she got shot, like she could have like left. There was a few times she could have left her behind and she didn't. After everything that was done to her, she still like tried to help her out, and I was like, wow, you're too nice.
I know, she, yeah, because like the girl kind of sneaks out with her or whatever. And even then, I was like, okay, well, I'm kind of hoping she sort of makes it and then she like gets her ass kicked or something. You know, like I didn't want her to die necessarily, even though I kind of, I don't know, in my heart, I mean, and that's kind of the fucked up thing about this movie is it makes me like want people dead. And the whole point of this movie is for thou shalt not kill, basically, you know? So me like thinking, oh man, that would be great if these people died. And then, you know, I mean, I haven't, you know, and I don't think I will ever kill somebody, you know? So
Oh God, I hope
I can say
not.
that, like, I can say that now. That's never happened.
You said
So,
that
oh,
very
if
hesitantly. You
well,
sounded a little
I had to
unsure.
make sure in my head. It's all right. I'm pretty
Oh,
sure.
if we had the purge, I would go batshit crazy.
Yeah, but like, I mean, really? Because like, you'd have to literally find people in your neighborhood or areas that you did not like, you know, like, or whatever,
I
that you
gotta
think
watch
deserve to
out.
die, you know?
Yes.
Well, you know.
I mean, I
Some
couldn't do
people
that.
are
I
just a
couldn't
waste of
do that.
life, you know.
I'd
But
steal, but I wouldn't, you know, kill anybody.
the it's at the end when the Lucifer guy is talking to the rookie, is he says, I only wanted their souls. So this ha may have not had anything to do with him. Like, this
Right.
was all them, you know, him just, he's just waiting till midnight. And then when midnight comes, maybe they would all drop dead. And he would take their souls and leave.
I don't think that's true. I think he knew all of this was going to happen. Every single thing that happened was planned by him in some way.
He doesn't motivate anybody to do anything. Like, he doesn't go, hey, the guy next door to you is plotting to kill you.
Yes, he does. He does. He tells the girl that the people upstairs are actually planning to kill her.
Oh, that's because she's good.
Right.
So he's letting her know, yeah, because his plan is to take her at the end.
Right.
So
But
yeah, so
didn't
he
the younger
does.
twin, The younger guy, the one that hit the people with the car, he tells her he's trying to kill us. He says something about them saying like, oh, he's gonna kill us all or something like that.
I think he was because he saw the guy bash his head against the, against the thing, which I think that guy motivated in some way or whatever. He
Yeah,
was,
because he did the hand thing too.
yeah, so I think he did
But
that.
he's not motivating somebody to kill somebody. He's not telling like the kid that the cop is trying to kill him, so you should go kill the cop.
Yeah, I would say he is touching on their like instinct, what's deep down inside. Like he basically unleashes it and they do what they do.
Right, because that's the thing is we all have that button, that if you press that
That
button, we're gonna go off some way or another, and we're gonna be crazy. And this the crazy button, I guess. And
is
and he pushes every single person in some way, kind of like to the point where like they feel like they need to kill somebody. Like they killed the but he also does the brain stuff. Like he gives them their memories of what they did so that they feel guilty. And then some of them don't have any remorse for it,
when they touch him, he's not touching them.
That's true. But I think, isn't that the same thing though? Like, I don't know. It's the same thing to me. Like,
I think it's kind of like Jigsaw or some of these other people that they don't actually kill the people, that it's them doing it themselves, but it's a
Dr.
test.
Kevorkian.
Well, Kevorkian did kill people, but it was they he had permission to do it.
Right, that's
I
true.
never had a problem with Dr. Corrigan because they were it was cancer patients.
And yeah, it was people
So
who actually asked to die, and
yeah,
stuff or
and he had
whatever,
them
I
sign
suppose.
paperwork and all that. And it wasn't like, hey, Dr. Corrigan, can you come over at 3 today? There was more of a process than that.
Yeah, it was like you got an appointment and you actually you got
Well,
all
it's discussed and yeah, and all that stuff. So it's that's why I don't think that he, I don't think that he shows you how evil you are, and then what you do with that is your own. That's why he's saying you can, I'm giving you a chance, to the kid. All you got to do is say it, you and that's why I think the teacher, because he kept saying it, you just have to say it. And then he goes like, I'm guilty.
So yeah, well, and then so the teacher, and then the other guy, the doctor man, he was the first one to realize that that guy was something more than meets the eye, like because he was like, that guy knows, he knows what's everything. We gotta kill him. What if that guy? What if they had just let him kill him at that time? Would he have died?
Don't think so.
That would have been a
See,
great scene.
that's why I'm thinking that when they find out his past and they say, oh, you're like 76 years old or whatever, you died in a fire. So now he could take the rookie cop and there was the fire, and they'll figure out that she died in a fire. So then 50 years from now, when she's doing this and she gets fingerprinted or whatever, they're going to say, hey, wait a minute, you died in a fire.
But did she die?
No, but they could say, okay, well, how many people were working here?
But no, but like she can't replace him unless she's somehow immortal, like him.
Well, they did kiss, so he could
Yeah, the
have
kiss
passed
could do
his
it.
powers along to them, like in a like contractual way,
If they had wanted to do that, they could have like showed like the things going inside. But then once again,
No, that's a no.
it's too
No.
the what too
No.
obvious or something.
Yeah, it's too Hollywood. Did you ever see Storm of the Century, Stephen King?
I've heard of it.
So it was a two-nighter made for TV, Stephen King's like his very first TV script. And it was about death coming to a small like fishing town looking for his replacement. And at the end he takes a little boy to replace him. Like he's not leaving. People are going to die until he finds his replacement. And so it kind of reminded me of that. I'm probably Storm of the Century came out first. But that's the whole thing is that, the town has secrets and who's he gonna take? That's why I almost think that she's like a that he's gonna train her.
Interesting.
So I think, yeah, like a little bit of like what Taylor's saying, yeah, like they're gonna join forces, he'll train her, and then eventually she'll
She'll re be
take over.
she'll replace him.
Yeah. I mean, she's not gonna be Lucifer or anything, but she'll maybe she's just will replace him in death, the character of death.
I don't think he is Lucifer. I mean, there are things that hint that this guy could be Lucifer, but I don't. I think he's probably just like an angel of death, or whatever, like a fallen angel of death, somebody else. But he has no name. We figure this out. He's never he. If you look at the credits, it's six, which is just the name in his the jail cell that he was at. So, but yeah, I thought that was. I mean, I like that. I thought that was kind of cool.
Well, and he's in cell six, so
That's what I'm saying.
666.
Cell six.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason he got that name was because of cell six. So, but. Other than that, like he had no name that we know of, wait, did they name him something?
Well, they tell him his name, and he goes, you're so and so, you're like 76 years old. The problem is you died in a fire.
Right. So I wonder
But we don't know if that's true or not. We don't know if.
if he's just using that body, maybe.
Yeah,
Maybe that person died. And he just uses that body.
which is maybe why he has the wound, is
Or maybe
he's.
that was before he died. That's who he was. Like, that was his body. Because if it has his fingerprints, it could have been him before he became what he is.
Yeah.
See, that's why I like this movie, man. Like, you can discuss it and have different thoughts and opinions, and you're not wrong.
Oh, but
Because
just
there's no right
imagine.
or wrong in this,
No. And yeah, it's all up into interpretation. Imagine how bad this would be if Americans remade it.
No. I
It
mean,
would
it would
be
just.
horrible.
I can just see certain indie directors taking over it and saying, oh my God,
Well,
I want to
we
remake
would have
this.
to find out his backstory. So then we would get something from like 1940,
Oh, no.
and we would find out probably more about the rookie cop. Like maybe they would change it to an abusive dad or something.
I'm just glad because I mean, this could have been a Hollywood-ish kind of movie in the way they just would have just expanded the storyline. You would see more of the characters before, we didn't need to see that. We did see little clips. We saw the two cops murder the one guy in the jail or whatever before, like that was the flashback or whatever. And so they're hanging the guy just as a joke or something, and then snapped.
And we
Oh,
don't know. Yeah, that was
that
nice and tight. And
was
we don't know why. We have no idea why. Like, what did this guy do? Was he an informant? Was he a drug dealer? Was he a
Yeah.
child molester?
I was kind of sad that they didn't really like, they showed how everybody was really connected to that scene, and then we never really found out. I didn't like that they did that. I would have. I was hoping to see, like, I thought eventually that the rookie cop was gonna have something bad that she did, and I assumed she was there too. Like,
She
I was just
was.
kind of waiting for that. She was, yeah, but it didn't really touch a lot on it, and I
Yeah,
kind
she
of
was there
wanted to.
watching the, kind of laughing or whatever at first. Then when the snap happens, they're just like,
Yeah.
guess this person, like,
Well,
guess he died now,
it could maybe it isn't what the person did. It's the death itself, like the murder itself.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if he's a drug dealer, a rat, a child molester. It doesn't matter. You guys murdered him. That's what counts. We don't need
Yeah,
to know
that's what
why.
I was thinking. It was like it just seemed like a joint effort on a few people, and so I assumed that it was all going to come. I thought the rookie cop too was going to have something bad, so that's why I was a little confused too with her flashbacks.
Yeah.
Why everyone got like really horrible? Like if he's punishing everyone for their karma, their bad deeds, why was he punishing her with hers if he thought that she was, and a good person?
I don't think it was punishment. I think that he was showing her that he was there.
But we
That
only see him in one scene where he's like, where she's walking by him, I
no,
think.
there's two because he's at the door and he
Okay.
blows the smoke in the guy's face, which I would
Which
assume he
I
killed
took
him.
as he was going to punish that guy.
Yeah. And then he watches her run because that's why the our Lucifer guy or Death, he says, "Remember me? Ding dong."
Okay. Yeah.
And
Yeah.
so I think that he was showing her, and who knows that through everything that's going on, like they say, God has a plan and all that type of stuff, that she was moved to that precinct on purpose so he could then take her, but collect everybody else's souls, like get rid of them.
Well, yeah, because like everybody had done something fucked up, even the doctor who just gets called for him, to help him out or whatever. Even the doctor says something when he walked in about how he was upset that, like, do you guys really need me for this kind of, right? Like kind of thing when he walked in. Like, I think he got a little had a little bit of an attitude that he had to be called in at night, to deal
Sure.
with this thing where they could have just taken him to the hospital, I guess, or something, especially since he wasn't a in jail, he wasn't arrested for anything, he was in a hit and run. He should have been technically taken to the hospital, and then they put him in a fucking cell. He didn't even do anything.
I think
They were
it's
just
to
done
protect.
with it. They knew. They're like, this guy's giving me creep vibes.
I know, but like you can't just,
Yeah.
and
No,
I don't
I
know how it
think
is
that
in
they,
Scotland.
I think it's to protect him so he doesn't go wandering and hitting a car or like a car hitting him. That they put him in there, go to sleep, you can leave in the morning when everything is cool. So I think it was more for his protection. And yeah, and I have to agree with Taylor that it's like, yeah, the guy, he's acting creepy.
I mean, he is,
So,
but I don't know. I mean,
just
I
lock
guess
people up for being creepy.
if he hadn't wanted to go into that cell, he could have said something and said, I'm not going to that cell. I'm not going down there. But he wanted to be there because he wanted all of this to happen. Like he knew, just like he knew everybody's past already, he knew the future. He knew what was going to happen. And to me, that, I don't know, it was a really damn good movie. Like, I was very surprised. I liked it a lot. I wasn't sure, and I was like, oh man, there's no way that John thinks this is terrible, or whatever. But I'm glad Taylor said something because, I mean, it being kind of confusing can kind of probably ruin somebody's enjoyment of it.
Yeah, but it's nice to have this conversation too, because I don't want to like just like say it was a horrible movie. It's nice to talk to people to see what their interpretation is. So maybe that can provide like, more clarity for me to see where it was going. But like, yeah, I feel like some of the parts too are like make a little bit more sense now talking to you guys, just seeing what you guys interpreted from it.
Wonder if
No,
it's on
and I've seen it
eBay.
3 times.
Do you own it
So, I
or
mean,
did you just rent it?
I don't think it's available. I believe I kept the download of it. And so I have it on my external hard drive because I don't think you could order it.
Well, it is
It's on
available
Amazon.
on eBay for $14.99 for a DVD.
Is it American?
It says it ships from America, I think, because it
John
wouldn't.
got his copy from LimeWire.
Something similar to that, yes.
Kazaa!
I'm
Remember
sending this to
that?
the FBI.
Horrible movie.
What? Which movie
Kazaa.
was?
Well, I'm
No.
thinking Kazam,
You're
but
thinking Kazam.
Kazaa.
Kazaa
Yeah.
was the old thing before LiveWire or LimeWire or whatever it was called. LimeWire, I think it was called. But yeah, that stuff. I don't download. I don't pirate. I don't do any of that stuff. I have no idea.
I don't do it anymore.
I get stuff from streaming or Amazon, or I buy them. But yeah, it is available for $14.99 on eBay. I don't know. I'll probably buy it, but I'm kind of bummed it's not on Blu-ray, because I guarantee you this is a movie that kind of deserves to be on Blu-ray. And I also believe this is a movie that needs to be seen, and it's on Tubi for free. And I'm like, really? Like this, like somebody said in a review that they watched it on Netflix. So I guess it was on Netflix for a little bit. Then it went to Tubi. So that is kind of cool. I mean, I like that there's not that many people talking about this movie too, because then we're one of the few that when they look up Let Us Pray, you know, they'll be like, oh shit. Here's the people who actually, you know, this is a movie that I feel like makes a good podcast, you know, because there's so much to that everybody is like wondering about it or has different theories, you know.
Yeah, it looks like this is American. I think when I originally looked it up, you could only get it in Britain. Something like that. There is making of and trailer. Yeah, I think I'll have to pick this up because this is something new. I think before you'd have to order it from overseas.
Well, there you go. You can buy it
Yeah.
now.
Oh, I definitely will.
You know, I
Doubt that.
actually bought stuff overseas through eBay recently, and I was worried because I thought, oh my goodness, it's going to be a not region one or whatever. But 4K players actually are all region. You know,
Oh,
I
there you
did not
go.
know that until recently. So now, and I tested it out. So the movie I bought that was from somewhere far away, I forgot where already, but it was like not Russia, but somewhere far, you know, in that kind of general direction. It was actually playable on my 4K player. But I bet my
Nice.
Blu-ray player wouldn't play it. So there you go. I think it's about that time, though, to start talking about the stinkometer and stuff. So usually I give that to Paul to do, but when I'm doing it by myself or have a guest, I end up having to do it. Unless, is there anything else anybody wanted to like add or say that you feel like needed to be expressed?
No, I think I'm good.
Are
Yeah,
you good,
good.
Taylor?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. All right, so we're going to talk about stinkometer. All right. The stinkometer is a 1 to 10 scale, 1 being very, very good, and 10 being very, very stinky. Or you could do a 0.5, like, you know, 5.5 or 6.5 if you feel like you can't decide whether between a 5 or a 6, you know, that kind of thing. And then at the end of the season, we will have them all done and we will have them all listed, and we'll say which one's got like a 30 or, you know, whatever. And we'll have a whole episode about that. That's our recap episode. And so I guess, John, you can decide who's going to go first.
Oh, let Taylor go first. Yeah.
Okay, don't come for me, John. I was gonna give
Ah.
it. He's like, dang it, I changed my mind.
We're in the same city.
So I will probably, for me, I would say a 5, and I'll explain my where I'm coming from. I thought the shots were really good. I thought the acting was good. For me, I don't know if I'm really into the religious aspect so much. I think more so because it kind of confuses me. So I think being confused part of the film, I didn't like. It was hard to follow at some portions, and then also the fight scene. There's a few fight scenes that were a little like I didn't think they were very good. Whenever the police officer cop was the rookie cop, when she was fighting the guy who massacred his family, I was like, oh, she could have taken him easily. So I felt like the fight scenes were a little bit off and a little unbelievable, getting shot with a shotgun and stuff like that, and still kicking. So I would say a 5. I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it. So I'm in the middle.
Okay, fair enough. All right, Jonathan.
All right, well, that was a really good one. I will have to definitely disagree, and kind of I think you knew that was going to happen. I'm going to go with a 2. I felt like it wasn't the best movie I've ever seen in my life, but It was a damn good movie, and I really enjoyed it. And I, like I said in the beginning of the movie, just the opening credits with the sea and all the other stuff happening just hooked me in. And then just I do like the religious aspect, so being religious kind of helps that kind of stuff. And always kind of fascinated by the idea of possible purgatory, or somebody coming for us, like you say, like Jigsaw, somebody kind of controlling the stuff that happens. I really enjoyed it. I'll keep with the two. So what about you, John?
I got a one.
You got a one? All
Yeah.
right. So I mean, you said this is like you well, what movie you've watched like 3 times or so?
Yeah, and I would have no problem watching it again. So it's just one of those things where if I had a friend over and they wanted to see something that they probably never seen before, I would put this on.
Definitely. I feel like this is a movie that like not a lot of people probably have seen, and it kind of gets lost in the sea of Tubi movies, and everything. That there's a lot of movies on Tubi, and you guys got movies on Tubi that's out there already, and everything. There's just a lot, and that's amazing. But sometimes a movie like this, you see it and you go, meh, like I don't know what this movie is, so I'm gonna pass on it or whatever. So I like doing this, or like 31 Days of India Horror, where I try to find movies that nobody's heard of or not
Oh,
as
that's cool.
right? Like it's more
I do like
fun.
that. You'll have to send me some of the episodes if you've already done it.
Oh yeah. We just finished the 31 days because it's in October. So 31 Days of Indie Horror season 3. I'll have to have you on season 4.
I'd love to.
Yeah, so we can get you a movie, probably another movie you haven't seen. Because so far we're 2 out of 2 already. But yeah, I really did enjoy this, John. So thank you so much for
Good.
picking it.
Oh yeah, sure. The my pleasure.
Yeah, it could have been terrible. It could have been in the I say I swear in the wrong hands, this movie could have been just either boring, or just really just low budget. And that sometimes can kill a really good story. There's some stories that need to be bigger budget than, and this, I don't know how much the budget was, but I think they did a really good job for whatever they had.
Yeah, and I think the poster that you have up there actually hurts the movie because it makes it look like it's Constantine, and it's not. And at no point in the movie does he have wings. He does smoke,
It is
but
smoke.
maybe they just didn't know how to advertise it. I don't know, but I just did. To me, that does not make me really want to watch the movie. It just.
Also, it makes you look at that poster and go, okay, so is it like a black angel, like a dark angel kind of thing or whatever, and then you're probably already going to be thinking when you watch the movie, you're already biased thinking it's a dark, this guy's like Lucifer, or whatever when he pops up, so I don't know, because I had no idea who the guy was or what was going on, I just thought he was a some dude who was going to probably kill everybody in the right. You get there, your first thing you think is like when you see him is like, this guy looks creepy. He's probably gonna go and kill everybody in the jail. And that's where I thought it was gonna go. Like maybe he was a religious nut because of the let us pray, thing. But I don't know. I thought it was very well done. And
Well, even the title, I think, kind of gives it a disservice. I mean, let us pray, and pray is like killing. So there is no us, it's him, and he's
Right.
not really praying, to kill anybody. It's so I don't
So
know.
maybe, okay, but it's spelled prey, PREY, which predator and prey. Like
Right.
I'm praying, prey, PRAY is a,
Would be
it's
the.
usually, yeah, right. So I don't know. I mean, I didn't hate the name. I thought it was okay. I honestly didn't see the artwork until you put it up just now because I don't like to watch trailers anymore if I can avoid it, because I feel like they give away too much. But I thought, I mean, it makes it seem like a different movie. It's not that it's bad. I think the artwork is really nice. I just feel like it doesn't, it makes it look like a horror movie, like more of a, like there was horror aspects to it, but it looks like it doesn't look like the movie that we watched, if that
It
makes
looks
sense.
like a fantasy movie to me, like Angels and Demons kind of thing, instead of what it was, which it was a more psychological horror film, kind of thing.
Right.
It's more like it fucked with your mind, more so than it was like just a regular out and out horror fantasy, thing. But the guy with barbed wire all over him and shit at the end, I mean, they tried to like do a lot, that so I no, once again, I was very fascinated by the film. I just like you, I'd watch it again, and I think Paul might like it, but I don't know. He's very weird about police movies, I don't know if he knows anything about Scotland police or whatever, but he's very whenever we do police movies that have police, he always says, "Oh, that can't, why are they, like that's wrong, And it's sort of true, like sometimes. So, I mean, I get it,
I don't trust Paul. Sorry, Paul. You didn't
like
like The Graduate. I don't
oh,
trust you anymore. I don't trust you. I don't trust Paul. The greatest movie ever made. And he doesn't like it. How can you not like a film that changed an entire generation? So I'm sorry. I don't trust Paul.
All right,
Sorry,
well,
Paul.
there we go. Anyway, thank you guys so much. Is there so I well normally sometimes we would go into asking people what they're up to, but I guess this is in the future, that this comes out. So it's kind of harder to, I know, Taylor, you got a lot of stuff that's kind of in the works or at, in post-production too. So can you tell us what might already be out by now?
Yeah, we at this point should be filming hopefully Immortal Wars,
We hope.
supposedly. Also, maybe by this time I'm filming another film right now called Vane. So we'll I'm not sure, we're wrapping up filming, so we'll see. I'm not sure how long that'll take to edit. And that's kind of going to be like a Blair Witch found footage film, so that'll be pretty cool. My first time doing a found footage film. And then, just normal like modeling and stuff like that, doing some cool cosplays. I would say that's pretty much it in the works for right now.
Now, I am not, I think found footage is probably my least favorite subgenre,
Oh
but I
no.
would watch yours in a
Oh,
heartbeat.
thank you. Well, I'll have to let you know when it's out. It's gonna be, I think it's gonna, I really like the concept, and there's been a lot of improv, which is not usually my favorite thing to do, but
Well, that's a found footage thing,
yeah.
because if you script it, it doesn't come off naturally as much as if you guys are out in the woods pretending to be whatever. But I'm just like, it's just like, I don't know. I think
It's
even
not
John
a
laughs
kind
that
of
I'm not a
film.
big
No,
fan of it.
no harm there. Maybe we'll change your mind.
Maybe. And I'm always open to watching them. It's just like, John always jokes on me. I don't like a lot of stuff. So there's a lot of stuff in the horror community that I'm not a fan of zombie movies. And it's kind of really like weirded out because I was looking this movie up on YouTube and it said zombie movie, and I was like, this is not a zombie movie. Like, not at all.
No,
I wouldn't
no.
classify that. But yeah, I'm not a big fan of zombies. I'm not a big fan of westerns, and so there was a found somehow a found footage western zombie
Oh
movie.
no,
I think
your least
I would be like my least favorite thing to want to watch.
That's a very interesting concept. I wouldn't have normally just like put those two things together. I don't really think of those.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really, I don't think, unless it's like a, they go and somehow get a, was it a time machine and go back in the past, or create their own West, I don't know. But it, Now that I say that, somebody's gonna make that, by the way. Like, it's in the ether right now, so somebody's gonna go, John
It's
is
pending
working on the
now.
script right now, like, you know.
When this episode airs, it's going to be the same day that they announce it and you find out about it.
I'll be super upset. I'll be like, well, I'll want to see it because I wouldn't want to make it. So they're not taking any. They could steal that idea all they want because I ain't making it, you know, or whatever. I don't care. But if somebody can figure out how to make a zombie found footage movie, that would be a hit, I think. A zombie found footage Western. Like, that would be a hit.
Oh, well, zombie found footage has been done,
Yeah,
not the Western part.
no,
Yeah.
Western part, no, I don't think so.
But you can't do a zombie found footage Western.
Yeah,
You
that's what I'm
can't.
saying. But you'd have to figure out a way to do it. There's a way to
But
do it.
you can't.
You could do it. I mean, they what do they have? What is that movie? Clowns in Space? Or was it
Killer
Killer
Clowns from
Clowns?
Outer Space?
Yeah, I
No,
mean, they made
but
that
they don't.
amazing. So why can't you make a zombie Western found footage film?
Because they didn't have cameras back in the old West. They only had the giant still cameras.
Hey, time
There's no
traveling, like you
video.
said, there could be
Time
some time
travel.
travel.
That's.
I mean, so you would have to do a zombie found footage Western that has like aliens in it. And then
Wow,
you could use their
see, there you
technology for the
go. There's
found
a
footage
whole
stuff. You could do it that
story.
way. Or if
There,
somebody went back in time, like Back to the Future 3,
right.
and brought
That's
a
what I'm
camera.
saying. And they
Yeah.
recorded all on
But
their
that's
cell
so
phones.
complicated just to get something that Jonathan would watch, you
Wouldn't watch.
know.
And I'd
Oh, he
have to
still
watch it.
wouldn't watch it.
Yeah, well, no, I'd
He's
have to
so
watch it
crazy.
because it's
He
just,
doesn't.
I mean, there's just so many things. Like, there's so many, I'm sure
It could be
there are
an
so many.
anime. Okay, it could be an anime because if you
That's
think about
another
it,
thing
every
I
time
don't
I watch an
watch.
anime, they have the most outrageous like stories. Like I think I was watching one where they were like everyone wears masks is trying to kill you and they're on the top of skyscrapers. And like you know what I mean? They have
Yeah.
animes have the craziest stories. So I feel like it could be an anime.
And that's all,
But he
like I
still
said,
wouldn't watch it.
that's something I don't watch. I don't watch anime.
A found footage anime
There,
Western
there's this
alien
much
show.
stuff out
How do
there,
you
and
a
Jonathan
found footage
watches this
anime though?
much.
Like that's that
and of
you'd
course.
have to make it look like it's a found footage film and an animated, like that's just like a lot of work. I
I'm
don't
gonna
know.
find it. When I find it, I'm gonna send it to you, and then that has to be the next episode.
You're gonna make me suffer through that.
You're gonna love it. Watch, it's gonna be like you're gonna give it a one.
I'm gonna give it a. Oh Lord, now there's so much pressure there now. I have to, we do it. I have to give it a one.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, yeah. So, Hal, thank you so much, Taylor and John. Have you been? What will you have in the future?
Well, if my plan goes correctly, then we should have shot or shooting Axmas 3 and 4. Delete will
Nice.
probably be done by then. And then we'll move on to hopefully Ghoul, which is supposed to star that person right there as the
Nice.
Ghoul.
What? I had no idea. No
Wait,
way.
who's the
Oh, this is
ghoul?
news to me.
Wait, Taylor's the ghoul?
Yeah, she's the
Yes,
Ghoul.
I'm so
Yeah.
excited. I don't very I very rarely get to play something gross or like creepy. So that's always really nice.
So they only just make you play beautiful women, right?
I get to play normal people. I just never get to play someone out of either young adult age person. And I get
Then
it, that's just the look that I have. But every once in a while, I get to do a little bit of a twist, and I get to be a little bit evil. So this will be a good. I'm excited. I know Joan's got some cool artwork for it too. And I don't know, like the makeup artist she had was pretty good as well too.
So is the ghoul going to be covered in barbed wire?
I don't
Yes.
know. Oh,
No.
really? So I'm gonna
No.
look like the guy at the end of the movie.
Minus
Just
having the
have
shirt off. You know, your
it.
shirt will be
Yeah.
on, but then you'll be still covered with the barbed wire.
Yeah.
But it'll be torn. It'll be like sexy torn.
Gotcha.
You know, that type of thing. So, you know, so that way people can go, oh my God, that's so horrible. Oh, wait, but it's sexy torn. You know,
They're
that's
like, I
sexy
don't know how
torn.
to feel. I'm so torn.
What I'm thinking
Oh,
of is more like Gollum,
Gollum.
like from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I
So she's
can't do
trying
the
to find her
voice.
precious?
Well, except she will be bloody and all that type of stuff. And the
Like a
precious is
Carrie.
the woman that's in the house.
You're gonna get precious for your movie?
What?
The You remember that movie, Precious?
Yes, I do, unfortunately.
I
Actually, that was
can't
a
do the
good movie.
Smeagol voice, okay? As much as I try, it's not gonna work. I can't.
There is
Oh.
a plan, and one of the problems that we had with it is that because of COVID, I lost the house, and the house
Oops.
was the script is written to the house, and so now, but Joe Lujan, when we were shooting some stuff for his film, he did in one of those Airbnbs, and the place was like smaller, but it was like almost perfect. It was just like, wow, I couldn't see it, but I'm like, wow, there's an attic up there, because it had one of those push-up things in the ceiling. And it was two stories, and it's just like, shit, I could probably use this, you know, and that, and so when we're
Hey,
finally
they
ready,
let him shoot there, you know, why not?
yeah, the thing is you just can't do blood. That's it. I mean, that's
Oh.
a, so this would have to be kind of bloodless or maybe plastic on the floor and have to be very, you know,
Careful.
yeah.
Very, yeah, very careful.
Yeah.
I'm not a really big gore fan myself. I mean, I like the gore that was in this movie, but like, I'm not normally into that stuff. Like, that's just not my thing. So, but I do appreciate if you do it, and if you don't do it, it's kind of cool. You know, if you can make a scary movie without blood, you know, that's awesome, you know, to me. But you said she has to be bloody, so that kind of.
Yeah, because she is human, just
Okay.
lives in an attic, and that's basically where she spent her most of her adult life, you know,
There you
is
go. We
inside this attic.
all can't wait to see it.
So yeah, I'm hoping. I want it to be really, really scary. I want Joe Luan to shoot it, so because I know that he'll make it look really good, and he could do it fast, and you know, so it won't take that long.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for the show. And everybody else, we'll tune in. I think it's going to be next week for another brand new episode. It'll be one of Paul's episode. It will not be The Graduate. But thank you guys so
Greatest movie
much,
ever.
and everybody have a fantastic day. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.